The North Florida Land Trust is this group that tries to raise money to buy lands it thinks are important to preserve for the ecosystem.
That's correct.
Some of the big money can come from corporations and governments.
That's right.
So how is it changing its strategy to try to get those two entities to see the value here?
Well, they're calling it ecosystem services. And what it does is it puts a dollar value on pristine lands, primarily wetlands, and says that you can determine a return on investment if you buy these lands and preserve them.
So essentially it's saying there are services that our natural ecosystem is providing that if we did away with them or didn't preserve them, then we'd end up having to put out some money to do those same functions.
That's right. And the best example probably for our area is a wetland. A wetland will filter various pollutants at a certain rate per acre. And in order to do the same thing, you'd have to build a waste treatment plant, and that would cost X millions of dollars.
Is this way of looking at ecosystem services, is this working for the land trust?
Well, we're about to find out. I talked with Jim McCarthy. He's the executive director of the North Florida Land Trust. His pitch is going to go something like this.
What's the return on your investment if you are able to acquire that property, particularly in terms of its environmental impact in clean air, clean water, reduced pollution? All of those kinds of factors all enters into this entire discussion.
And the land trust feels that they have to take that route in Florida because the state government is very focused under Republican leadership on return on investment. And they feel if they can prove that return on investment in acquiring land, then the state's going to be more amenable to buying this land and saving it. For a business, what's the benefits that might want to get involved with this? Well, there's a couple things. If you're expanding and you need to mitigate some environmental damage that you're causing, obviously this is a great way to do it. But also, companies might want to just project a certain image.
Conceivably, they should also get involved for goodwill. I mean, what great PR for a company to have done something to significantly improve the water quality of the St. John's River or our drinking water and save the taxpayers money. And that's ultimately a key item as well.
WJCT business analyst John Burr spoke with Jim McCarthy, the director of the North Florida Land Trust. The land trust is about to release its list of priority lands for the next year. I'm news director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT business brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.